to bounce back, and especially against a Tampa Bay team, pretty satisfying?
I mean, it was great. I thought the guys played smart, and that's all on them. You know, they had a meeting. They weren't happy with it, and they straightened it out. They played a smart, hard game, especially with the turnaround. You know, 20 hours later, we're back in our gear, so it was a good win.
We've seen it before, but Philip really started to heat up as late.
Yeah, I mean, he was strong today. Had a beautiful goal, but I thought the line was really good. Craig Smith and jumping up there on that line, he was excellent. Joey was excellent, and Phil was excellent. Their line was terrific.
Here to that point about Philip specifically, had a good start to the season, then had that stop where he got hurt and then got suspended shortly afterwards, but has maintained his pace even with that hiccup in the middle of the season. How do you think he's been able to do that at a time when players sometimes, if they have that start and stop, have a hard time?
He has been fairly consistent. He was off to such a good start, and it was unfortunate that happened, because regardless, I do think you get a little bit behind the game pace. When you're out for a month or a month and a half, whatever it might be, you got to get back up to speed. And you know, for me right now, when I watch him play, you watch that goal like he kicked it into another gear. And that is when he's on his game, when he's playing fast, when he's dangerous with his shot, when he plays like a power forward, he becomes really hard to defend. So, he has been able to maintain it, but the way it's played, it looks to me he's getting back. You know, he's really trying to find that game speed before the playoffs.
What are your theories as to why this team is struggling to stay out of the box lately, or all season really?
Well, there's a lot of things we've done wrong tonight to get in there, so we got to be better at it. Penalty kill was on a positive. Yes. Penalty kill was excellent tonight.
What do you think about your goalies? You have two goalies from Finland.
Yeah, I mean, they're good goalies, even if they're not from Finland. But they are from Finland. But they've been excellent. Pekka has been the backbone of this franchise for so many years. And it's his work ethic on a day-to-day basis that separates him from others. And Jussi is, he's drawn the tough starts. You know, he's gone the back-to-backs. We've stuck to a plan. And it's all been to try and make sure that we're not overtaxing Pex and developing Juice as well. And they both have played excellent. They've both been terrific.
Were you able to get a better evaluation of Ellie tonight because you had 12 forwards?
Yeah. For me, like, there's more to it than just scoring a goal, which he'll do in his career. But to me, he looked a lot more comfortable than it was last night. That was a lot. That was a tall order. But tonight I thought that he looked like he was skating better, more competitive, more confident with the puck. And, the offense will come. I think every game that he plays, which is why we're playing him and putting him in the minutes, every game he plays, I think he's going to get more and more comfortable with the speed of the game, with the level of competition, with the schedule, the way it works out, a back-to-back scenario like this. So there's lots of things. And it's not like he hasn't done it. The KHL is a man's league. And he had to go over there and figure that out, and he did. So he'll be fine. Tonight, to me, was much better than last night.
To that point, Peter, are you more comfortable, for lack of a better term, throwing a player like him into the deep end, even though he is 18, more than you would for a normal teenager because of the experiences he's had?
Because of the experiences he's had, yes. You know, to me, the KHL is a great league. Mm-hmm. And there's, like I said, there's players there for, you could be 18 years old, 19 years old, but you could be 25, 30, 35, 38 years old. So he's playing against men, and he figured it out. And so I feel the same way here. And like I said, last night was a lot. You come into our building, it can be an intimidating place for visitors, but it also can be an intimidating place for a young kid. And but we got to get him going. We don't have a lot of time left from when he got here. He's got to get out and take down minutes, and he's got to get involved in situational play. And to do that, that's the best way to have him get up to speed.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
How are you?